Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey, you guys. Kind of want to talk about pleasing. Not in that aspect, but like, I feel like a lot of times people put their pride in front of actually showing any affection towards people, and they kind of barricade themselves to not fully showing their true feelings. In all honesty, I'm not an affectionate person. I don't like affection. It took me, I know this might sound weird, but I guess it stems from my childhood. I really had a hard time giving hugs. You know what I'm saying? When you see somebody, you know, that you're close with, it was really hard for me to give them a hug. And in that turn made me become a little, you know, cold-hearted to people, seeming, because I wasn't that affectionate. It takes a lot for me to give that affection, and then even when I give it, I feel so awkward, you know, like completely awkward, like uncomfortable, and you can see it in my face because I'm just, you know, I felt weird. Now, as I say this, I mean, you know, I've been in relationships where I've been affectionate, but like I said, it takes a lot for me to get to that point. I really must have feelings for you. I really must love you to give you that part of me that I feel so uncomfortable about. And then as I grow to love you, it becomes easier. So, I mean, to a complete stranger, I can't hug you. I don't even like people in my circle. Like, oh my God, you know how people, they basically don't see that. We all have an imaginary bubble, you know what I'm saying? And some people just cross that threshold and are all in your space. You don't even know this person and they're all in your space. That irks me. It's like a pet peeve, because I feel like I know you see my imaginary bubble. Why are you all so close to me where I can literally see the airwaves of your breath trying to tell me something? Oh my God, it irks me. It's an irking. Irks me. But by saying that, I've realized that I don't provide sometimes that comforting atmosphere to people. I mean, talking to me, yes, I will make you feel comfortable to tell me your soul, but affection wise that's really hard for me to push through. And that goes into pleasure, pleasing people, because I'm a people pleaser. I love to show to people that I appreciate them by, you know, knowing dang on well I can't make a party, I will drive hours just to make your party. And don't drink, because I gotta go to work in the next day. I've done that because I love to show appreciation to people that have done things for me. And that's very rare in the world. I'm not saying that everybody has to do that. It's just something that I do to people. Once you become my friends, I consider you family. Once you've shown to me that you are worthy of any admiration, I try to show you that, because I never want anybody to wonder anything. You know what I'm saying? I never want you to second guess how I feel about you. And that goes with the relationship. I will go above and beyond for that person. You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure that they are taken care of, or they're foreseen. And I don't know if it's just in the community, but a lot of people don't want to show that. They're afraid that their pride will balance them or suffer to show just a little admiration. Especially with men, I feel as though there's a lot on your shoulders. I'm not saying women don't have that, but it's a lot on your shoulders to be strong, to be, you know, very unique, or show a strength within you to where you're not allowed to be vulnerable. And I also, as saying this about men, that's all men, all different races, all aspects of life, but I feel like black women, we are taught not to showiness. And I think that that's giving us that, you know, meaning of us being angry. We're not angry. I seen this amazing post one day on social media, and it was talking about, you know, women don't, you know, learn faster than men. The only difference is that the things that men do, that we also do, we get chastised for it. So that is why we learn faster. And I love that post because it's true. I don't feel like we learn faster than men. I feel like it is our duty as women, that have been placed upon us as penalties for all the things that, you know, guys learn the hard way, and they frequently have to learn that that's unacceptable, or negativity, or whatever, that that's wrong. We learn it the same time frame, but with harsh penalties for. And so that gradually makes us know that this isn't acceptable, this isn't right. You know what I'm saying? It's not an easy fix. It's not an easy transition. And so with that being said, I feel as though with all those casualties that happen with us, we fail to lose the pleasure. And I'm saying this to make you guys understand that we work so hard, but where's the pleasure in it? Like, we're so consumed in our phones that we never cherish a moment. My phone always dies. I sometimes never capture moments because I want to live in it. I want to roll in it. I want to crawl in it. I want to enjoy it. I try so hard to embrace that moment that I don't capture it. Not on Snapchat, not on Instagram. I lose it. I mean, I be having some bomb outfits, but I lose it because, you know, from posting, because I'm focused on that moment. And when I lived in Houston, man. And when I tell you, I had some amazing moments I never captured, because I was living in those moments. I was enjoying the pleasure of every entity that passed me by. And people, when I say pleasure, they mean sexually. No, it's not sexually. I'm just saying I ravished and the beauty of things, of the scenery, of the glory, of the simple things. Like, on weekends I would be off and I would just cook this dramatized meal and breakfast, be excited not to wear my bra, and literally watch marathons and movies all day. And I found that the most peaceful, you know, like, I was just a pleasure I had. And I lose that because, you know, not now I just work all the time. But I think we lose that so much to where we're so consumed with working. We never embrace the pleasures of life. We lose excitement. We lose its longevity. We lose our youth. And then we pass 5-6 years later, and we're like, we could have enjoyed that moment, but we didn't, because we're so consumed with our worries, trials, and tribulations. We lose the pleasure in things. Or even with a person, I feel like at times there has been a person I've dated, and I lost the pleasure in it. Like, I never focused on how good of a time it was, how I enjoyed their company, how good of a friend they were, because I was so consumed at, okay, so we're gonna get married this time, have kids this time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was at a time in my life being forced to worry about family aspect, and I didn't actually enjoy that person. I didn't embrace it, and that's why we didn't work. I can honestly say that's why we didn't take things further or excel the way we were supposed to, because I was so consumed with everything else instead of pleasure. And I think the meaning of pleasure is basically captivating our senses, our sense of taste, smell, feelings, emotions, like we don't relish and we don't enjoy those things. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think it's because we're so busy trying to get everything done. We don't embrace those things. Have you ever locked yourself in your house, your apartment, your room, and decided to go upon acknowledging your pleasures? Like looking in the mirror and saying you're beautiful. As a sight, or watching something educational, or just something that you enjoy reading. I have it bad to where I will listen to music all day and I drift. And that's one of my pleasures. I'll drift in like dream or in dancing or in zoning out or writing just to listen to the music and go somewhere else. The pleasure of it all. Or just taste, like, you ever had, like, cooked your favorite meal, and just sat up there and been fat and ate it? Dessert included. Like, you know, I don't think we enjoy the pleasures of things. The uniqueness in life are these things that basically are gifts to touch on our senses. And even sexuality, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own beliefs in it, you know, celibacy or whatever. But, you know, whenever you acknowledge what you wanted, what makes you happy, what centers you, what makes you smile, I think that we lose the pleasures that makes us us. And it's weird because we'll get into a relationship and don't know what we want, but we demand things. How can you demand something you really don't know what makes you happy? You really don't know what you exactly want. Like, I know exactly what I want. And that's because I've dated myself. Have you ever dated yourself? Like, take yourself on a date? My cousin says I'm crazy because I will seriously go to my favorite restaurant, eat, go to my movie, and watch my favorite movie, and go home. And I'll dress up. Oh yes. But I did that because I wanted to know the pleasures of me. Like, I wanted to know what was it like dating me. I know you're probably like, she's crazy, but no, I just, before I let anybody enter my world, my life, my presence, I always want to be sure of my demands. And not demands, but of how I want my life to go, or how I feel like everything should be placed, and how the pleasures of my life should exist. And I never want to dream about what makes me happy. I want to live what makes me happy. I want to know for sure. I want to define that in me. And I think that that is a very heroic thing, is when we can literally sign, seal, deliver what we want. We can touch on every sense we have, or and just tap into them and devour them and create a beautiful moment. Moments pass, but they are stuck in your memory. And you know why? Because you enjoyed in those pleasures, those erotic pleasures, those, you know, destined pleasures, those captivating pleasures. You knew what they were and you loved them. You got trapped into them. You let it take over you and you let it go. I never could be mad at anybody for knowing their pleasures. I cannot overlook someone who acknowledges them. Oh yes, that's something. When someone acknowledges that sweet moment of what makes them happy, I have to respect that. You know, because like I said, we're always, what I always say, we're selfish individuals and we do what we want to for ourselves. But when you know exactly what you want, that's attractive to me. When you know exactly what you want, when you know exactly the way you should be treated, when you know exactly what makes you smile, that's peace right there. That's beautiful. That's magic. That's putting pleasure, your senses, your heart, your mind over matter. The matter is the materialistic things that mean nothing, that will fade, that won't mean anything. Your happiness over those materialistic things that will fade. Acknowledge that. Pleasure over matter.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henning signing off. Have a good one, y'all.